Good morning. My name is Leslie Taylor, and I have always loved the little three-part cradle that we do with our preschool kids here. This is the church of the open mind. This is the church of the helping hands. This is the church of the loving heart. How many of you have heard that or done it with the kids? Kind of sticks with you. In preparing for our service today, we realized that this little ditty is almost the perfect metaphor for how we wanted to talk about our beliefs about time exchange and the way that we want to share our message with you today. Here's the open mind part of what we want to share. The information to feed our intellectual, reasoning, mindful inquiry about why a time exchange is a good idea. Time bank and time exchange are two terms for the same thing. It's an alternative way of creating and using currency in a community. Instead of relying only on the money economy to meet all our needs and desires as human beings, time is exchange is a tool for building another parallel economy, one in which everyone can participate and everyone can gain well-being. Time exchange is based on equity in human relationships and the realization that everyone has gifts to share in their community. More importantly, everyone stands to benefit in tangible ways as well as intangible from being able to share their gifts with others in a time exchange system. In order for every person to be able to share their gifts, though, someone else has to ask, to invite. By requesting help from others, even if we don't think initially that we need any help from anyone, we are also giving those helpers something of exchangeable value, something they can spend to improve their own quality of life or their community. Think about the power of what this means. In a time exchange, everyone's time is valued equally, period. An hour of a doctor's time or a lawyer's or a corporate executive or an electrician or a teacher's time spent helping someone else is exactly equal to the value of an unemployed single mom's hour spent helping someone else, or the hour of a young person about to age out of the foster care system, or the hour of someone recently fired or incarcerated for offenses stemming from an addiction or a mental health condition, which is now being treated. This is not the way we are used to thinking about the value of all people's time. By participating in the exchange, the doctor or lawyer or corporate executive both gives and receives value, which enriches his or her life as a human being and a member of the community. By participating in the exchange, the unemployed single mom also gives and receives value, which enriches her life as a human being and a member of the community. For her, especially, the value received in the form of time credits allows her to get help or services she needs, in addition to the pride and dignity afforded by being valued as a human being for what she has to offer. Think about this for a moment. Think of the frailest elder you know, or the poorest youngster. Think of someone who is struggling with a mental or physical ailment that isolates them or prevents them from living as independently as they would like. Think of people you read about in the paper who are described only as needing help or services or charity. What if you could help them by requesting on the exchange that you need someone to weed your flower beds or walk your dog while you're on at work? Or bake cookies for an event you have coming up, or share their stories with a student doing a history assignment for school. Here are some of the reasons that have drawn us to starting a time exchange here in the Fox Valley as UUs, as the mindful, intellectual people we are. When we think about our world and the challenges we face in living our UU principles, the first two come immediately to mind. The one about the inherent worth and dignity of all people, and the one about justice, equity, and compassion in human relationships. We believe these things, of course we do. But our culture, the institutions we work and make our living in, the systems created by our government agencies, often do not uphold these things. We have to be bold in imagining ourselves able to create and participate in a new alternative society and economy, one that is based on justice, equity, and compassion in human relations, one that is based on the inherent worth and dignity of every person, every single one, one that is truly based on respect for the interdependent web of existence of which we are a part. Our current system of providing social services to people is all about identifying their needs and deficits. We learn to see people as other, those who don't have enough money to buy what they need, or who are deficient somehow in their ability to better their own lives, or who are impaired somehow by mental or physical or family dysfunction. Most importantly, we live in a prevailing culture of relying on our money economy for everything. We always need more money, right? When we recognize a problem in our community, we tend to think that the way to fix it is to come up with the money from private charity or public funding to pay a professional for his or her services to fix the problem. Even when that professional's job is recruiting and managing volunteers to help with the problem, we begin to search for money to make it happen. We focus on the scarcity of money available to meet everyone's needs. By focusing on needs and deficits and on money providing the solutions, we are completely missing the abundance in the community surrounding us. Human kindness and skill and love and productivity are going to waste while we chase after money, thinking only dollars can provide what we need. Focusing on everyone's strengths and assets instead, as we do in a time exchange, allows us to see and value people in a way the money economy does not. Time exchange is about valuing who we are as people. Time exchange provides another way to tap and share the wealth that abounds in our community, in all of us. By creating this new system to allow the wealth in each of us to be put to use, we are building a better world. Through time exchange, meeting people and forming bonds in our community makes us feel more connected. As a result, we all become healthier and happier. If you are still thinking with your mind about whether this is true, I can tell you that social science research has been done to prove it. Community exchanges do increase well-being among participants. For those doubters amongst you, there is a copy of a research paper like this on the table outside with our other things if you'd like to take a look at it. Buckminster Fuller said, "You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete." That's what we're working on with the Fox Valley Time Exchange, and we invite you to join us in this creative building adventure. Now for the helping hands part. This is where we're going to share our little skit. This is about how time exchange actually works, the practical aspect of it, the actions that people take to participate. It's an original and mostly very real skit. We haven't changed very many of the personal details. Ready? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Gina Maria. I see in the Time and Talents database that you're offering Spanish translation services.
Claro. Yes, I am.
We have a great project starting in our Neighborhood Partners program called Junior Landscapers. High school kids sign up to learn how to do natural lawn care, organic gardening, native planting, composting bins, stuff like that. And this summer, while they're learning, we're offering them time dollars for helping people in their neighborhood so they can practice their new skills while they figure out how to be business people. The project also involves entrepreneurship training so they can actually get jobs doing this kind of work when they're finished with the summer. So it turns out a couple of the kids who are signing up right now who want to do this are from Spanish-speaking families, and we want to make sure their parents understand really all the program agreements and what they're signing to have them participate. Do you think this would work? This is something you could help out with? Yes. I think it'll be about 2 hours of work, and it would be really cool if they could use time dollars, time credits, to get translating help from you. Then they'd have an incentive to earn time dollars doing something for someone else, and it would be another really great way of connecting them to other folks in the neighborhood, including potential future customers.
Yes, I would love to do this. Let's see. Here's my time bank program in my phone. I can just go to requests and say, yes, I'd love to do this. Let's see. I really need some help at my place getting settled. I just can't lift some of the things by myself.
You know, you should try Nettie McGee. Do you see her there on the time and talents list?
There she is.
She's really strong, and she does a lot of cleaning and moving stuff, helping people out with things like that. Plus, you two will really love each other. Nettie is so into social justice and political action. You will have a great time talking to each other when she's at your place.
Okay, I'll send Nettie a request. I see Nettie wants help with knitting. She has a request here for someone to knit a scarf for her niece out of local alpaca wool. She'll buy the wool, but she hates to knit. She doesn't have time either. She's doing so much for the Move to Amend effort. Isn't that what Marty Wheeler wants to do in the time bank? Isn't she the one that wants to knit? I'll call her and tell her to check the list to see if she could knit for Nettie.
Now I'm checking my smartphone, and I see that, yes, Nettie does want something knitted, and I would love to do that for her. It sounds like a really fun project, and I actually have some time to do it when I go to Michigan to visit my mom. Whew. Well, look at this. You know, the kids that are doing that junior landscaping project are offering to build compost bins and to help people get going with their composting over the summer. Whew, that is certainly something that I would love to have done. So that's just what I could spend my time dollars on. I'll get them over here and we'll start composting. And then they will have some time dollars that they can spend however they wish to.
Fabuloso.
So that in a nutshell is kind of how time banking can work. And as you were listening to that, you might have thought, so Marty, what if those kids come over and build that compost bin and get hurt? Who's liable? Or, you know, I understand that Nettie's going to buy the wool, but will someone always offer to buy the wool, or will you have to buy it? And these are all questions that we are working on answering as we're in the infant stages of our time exchange. The one good thing to know is we don't have to invent the wheel. There are many successful time exchanges going throughout the country and actually the world. So we can learn from them There is really awesome software that's already done that we can use for setting up the exchanges and people listing what they can do and want to do. So don't worry about those details. We are working on them. And so now I'm going to talk a little bit about the loving heart part of the message. And I'm going to share some stories of other exchanges that have happened in other time banks. Carol Green, who's a member of another time bank, shared her concerns about having someone come into her home. Her friend Kim had offered and approached her to see if she would have some people come in and paint her basement, a project that had been on Carol's to-do list for a very long time. And Carol thought about it and said yes, and then she had second thoughts. It's like, why? You know, I physically, there's no reason why I can't do this chore. And I'm sure other people have lists of chores that they need to have done. So why would I want them to come in and do this chore for me? So she thought about it and, you know, and it's like also, do I want these strangers to come into my house and actually see how messy my basement is? But after much deliberation and almost canceling several times, she did go ahead and have six people come in and paint her basement. And she is so glad that she did. In an hour and a half, they had the project done, something that she figured would have taken her over a weekend to do. And in the process, she met six new people. They shared a potluck meal together, and she had the opportunity to get to know these people. She looked at this similar to the experience in rural communities where people used to gather to help a farmer raise a barn, in that sharing and support of each other. And she realized that when they moved into the community that they lived in, that was one of the reasons they picked that community. They wanted a community where people were interacting together, not just another suburban experience. Another woman who lives in England asked this question: is it better to give or to receive? She said, in fact, you feel a value both when you give and receive. And that's one of the great things about belonging to a time bank, is that you don't have to choose. You get to experience both. And this woman has an illness that leaves her fatigued much of the time. And so she was having difficulty figuring out what she could offer. And then she realized that at her own pace, she could do research for members on her computer. She explored different recycling of inkjet and laserjet options to raise money. And she was able to introduce someone to the basics of a computer, so then that person had a little more confidence and was willing to go take a course. Through these exchanges, she was befriended by two people who she says had very different lifestyles and were different ages than her. But through this friendship, they were able to take her places that she would not have been able to go. So she gave and she received. These are just two stories of connections that can be made through one of the exchanges. And this is how the time exchange in the Fox Valley is going to start. But as it unfolds, the sky is the limit. You look at other time banks and some of the incredible, exciting things that they are doing. MANA is a community development corporation in the Washington, D.C. area. They build low-income housing. And they approached Edgar Kahn, the person that, a quote that Gina Marie used, to see if his law school clinic could help them, because they were having some difficulties and some problems that they just weren't getting resolution to. They wanted to have some crack houses condemned in the neighborhood. They wanted help keeping a local elementary school open, even though it was on the to close list. And then there was money allocated to fix up a playground, but they would not release the money. So they approached Kahn, and he thought, you need more high-powered legal help than what my law school clinic could do. So he worked with them to connect and work with a Pennsylvania Avenue law firm, Holland and Knight. And in 1.5 years, all but one of the targeted crack houses was closed. The school was no longer on the to-close list, and the funds had been released, and the park had been revitalized. In all, Manna in the Shawn neighborhood had accrued $231,000 worth of billable hours. The entire bill was paid off by time dollars earned by the residents doing cleanup projects, providing escort services for seniors, helping paint the elementary school, tutoring, and other projects that gave them ownership in their neighborhood and made it a better place for them to live. This is different than pro bono work that the lawyers could have done. The client has responsibility of time and effort along with the professional. There is a fee for services, and the client and professional both agree and work for a shared objective. The client does not receive charity. They are paying with time dollars. And this reciprocity is what is one of the core values of time exchanges. I can get really excited when I think about time exchanges being a tool to help people have a say in their neighborhood, to help people feel that they have a place at the table, that their voice is heard and is important. As I have learned more about time exchanges, I keep seeing different places that they could be used to make a difference. There was recently a series on NPR about people who end up having to pay court fees. They can't. They go to jail. They incur more fees. And I was thinking, what an incredible place to use a time exchange where they could pay off their court fees in time dollars. The community would be benefited, and they would have some dignity and worth and not be shamed. So it's a little daunting for me to think about what I could offer. I have a whole list of things I could ask for help with, but I wasn't quite sure what I could offer. And I was having a conversation with a person the other day, and they were sharing that they couldn't get to their audiologist to have their hearing aids fixed because they didn't have transportation. They had limited funds for taxi rides, and they needed to go to the doctor for blood work, so they had prioritized that that was more important than getting their hearing aids fixed. And as she was talking, I was thinking, that's something I could do. I could offer rides and escort people to doctor's appointments. Now, I'm not sure if this person would want to join a time bank, and I'm not sure what she feels she would have to offer, but I can tell you in conversations I've had with her, I could give her a couple of suggestions of things that would really be beneficial for her to offer. And I do know, I truly believe, that she would be a much happier person if she felt that she was able to contribute in a positive way. So just think about the possibilities of connections being made in your neighborhood, talking with your neighbors, looking out for one another, feeling that you know someone close by that you could call in an emergency. Stop those feelings of isolation and gaining the feeling of having a say in your neighborhood. Think about how time dollars can help stretch limited resources in a community, and so much more could be done. Plus, the stakeholders would have a say. It would be their voice deciding what was going to happen in their community. Howard Thurman wrote, "Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive." Time exchanges offer each of us the opportunity to do that which makes us come alive, and in the process, make a difference in our communities and help build a better world.